through marshland, and will come at exorbitant costs, which means higher taxes. What's the biblical solution? Well, I'm not sure we can say there is one. We can say there are biblical principles we bring to bear on the question, but the answer finally depends on a number of complex calculations involving a host of moral and practical variables. It requires wisdom. Wisdom is crucial for applying the Bible to politics. Most of the political questions citizens face day to day are biblically unscripted. Instead, they occur in wisdom's territory. Sure enough, wisdom is absolutely crucial to politics in the Bible. Perhaps you know the story of God offering King Solomon anything he wanted. "Ask what I shall give you," 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. Solomon asked for an understanding mind to govern your people that I may discern between good and evil, verse 9. He asked for wisdom. Immediately, the narrator turned to telling a story demonstrating that God gave Solomon wisdom. The story of the two prostitutes and the dead baby. Two prostitutes lived in the same house, both with newborns. One rolled over her baby in her sleep and killed it. Each woman then appeared before the king, claiming the live baby was hers. Solomon weighed out the situation and then offered a solution. "Divide the living child in two, and give one half to one and one half to the other." Verse 25. The real mother panicked.
"No, give the child to her."
The lying prostitute replied, "Very well, divide him." The exercise revealed each woman for what she was, the real mother or the fake. The king concluded, "Give the living child to the first woman, and by no means put him to death. She is his mother." Verse 27. The narrator then summarized the story for us. And all Israel heard of the judgment that the king had rendered, and they stood in awe of the king, because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice. Verse 28. This one verse, I dare say, gives us the Bible's political philosophy in a nutshell. Forget about reading history's greatest political philosophers like Plato and Aristotle or John Locke and Thomas Hobbes. Read this one verse. The people stood in awe of the king because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice, emphasis added. Kings, congressmen, ambassadors, generals, police officers, voters, city council members, public school teachers, judges, and juries need wisdom. They need the wisdom of God. They need the wisdom of God to do justice. This is a significant piece of our biblical constitution. The Bible cares more about whether a government pursues justice by the wisdom of God than it cares what form of government a nation possesses. Better a king who seeks justice with God's wisdom than a democracy that despises him and pursues folly and injustice. God can use anything. Listen to the glorious figure of wisdom in Proverbs 8. "Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice?" The writer asked, verse 1. "She did call out, and she addressed all people. I raise my voice to all mankind." Verse 4, New International Version. She was interested in Christians and non-Christians, Muslims and atheists, those who read the Bibles and those who didn't. And what did wisdom say? She said good government depends on her. "By me kings reign and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule and nobles, all who govern justly." Verses 15 through 16. Not only did Israel's kings need her, all who rule on earth do. The Virginia General Assembly, Moscow's city government, the Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare, the people who sit at desks and push pencils and make decisions in each of these agencies.